There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at Burrow.com/ACAST. That's Burrow.com/ACAST. Burrow.com/ACAST.
Yo, what's up, world? It's Van here on the check-in. I'm here. You know why I'm here, nigga. Let y'all niggas know. Go check out Brainwash Media. Brainwash Media is a platform for black and brown folks. It's a lot of fire articles on there. I'm going to post one down here in the description, so y'all niggas go check that out. Yeah, that's Brainwash Media. Make sure y'all niggas go check that out. Oh, I'm also here. Yo, make sure y'all go check out that key tape. That shit is fire. All right, that's it. Let's get into the show. Yo, back in here, SSID episode 3. I'm back in here with some not so special guests. Y'all know these niggas. Got the Play Hater of the Year, Amanda.
Definitely Play Hater of the Year.
Play Hater of the Year.
Why did I get that title?
Amanda, aka Play Hater.
And the Chakra Soldier herself.
Gotta do it for the chakras.
In here. So, what's up, y'all? How y'all doing?
I'm good.
I'm okay.
See,
it was a good day.
Day was ass. I rate it 4 out of 10. I rate this a tree.
Listen, I had work today and I had a good day, so I'm fine.
Right. I'm okay.
How was your day?
Been better.
You know, I'm a black man in America. You know, being alive is just great in itself.
That's very true.
But yeah, so we're gonna jump right into the show. What are you niggas feeling? What are you not? Anybody want to start?
We can start.
Okay.
I'll start with what I'm feeling. How about we go around and start with what we're feeling?
How about you talk about the...
Start with some positivity.
Let's talk about what you guys do. Let's talk about your podcast before we even jump in.
Oh, yeah. Let's talk about that.
So these niggas have a podcast.
I'm Amanda, and a.k.a. I'm Golden Gal number 2.
And I'm Golden Gal number 1. And we're...
The Golden Gals!
Enough plugging.
We got a little podcast. Y'all can check it out on either Apple Podcasts or SoundCloud. It's The Golden Gals, like gal.
Like
G-Y-A-L. Like Gyalis.
Gal.
Because we're Gyalis ourselves.
Like
now.
We
some
Gyalis
out here.
Like,
but
Bubble, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Like that.
So it's G-Y-A-L. So, like, you know, just for future reference, for people that, like, shout us out.
Yeah, check them out on MySpace.
It's not the Golden Girls.
It's not the Golden Girls. It's the Golden Gals.
They beefing with the Golden Girls. Girls versus gals. That's not like a party.
We the gals. But check out the podcast. We're lit. That's it.
Yeah, pretty much. All right, so let's jump in. What y'all niggas feeling, what y'all not? All
right, so what I'm feeling, and I've been feeling it, but... If you ever been to Trader Joe's, right? First of all, I love fucking Trader Joe's. Like, that's my spot.
Right.
I would sit there and have a cup of coffee if I could. But Trader Joe's has these dark chocolate peanut butter cups, and they're so fucking good. Like,
peanut butter's nasty.
You're
that's
nasty.
A fact. That's a fact.
Y'all are both nasty.
Peanut butter, bro.
Chocolate is also not good.
Yeah,
you just look play hated
play
and
hate
like
you.
Everything.
Chocolate
but no. Peanut butter is amazing. Number one. Number two, the chocolate, the dark chocolate. You got dark chocolate is the real chocolate. Just so y'all know.
Oh,
you
yeah,
know,
yeah,
chocolate's
yeah.
not really chocolate. They right. add milk to it. So dark chocolate peanut butter cups from Trader Joe's.
I heard it's actually good for you. Dark chocolate.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. So them shits is what I'm feeling. Though. Shout out to milk chocolate though.
What about you, Panda? Anything you feeling? Not feeling.
Damn, can I be last? Gotta come back to me. I gotta think.
All right. Well, I'm feeling Avengers Infinity War. I'm still feeling...
Oh, yeah, I'm feeling that.
I'm feeling the repercussions.
I'm feeling that. Oh, great movie. Great movie.
It was cool.
If you want to talk about spoilers, I'm about to walk out.
I'm not going to talk about spoilers. I want to.
We can't talk about spoilers.
You got one more week. You can talk about the spoilers.
Why does everybody... Okay, first off, there's like no rule that you have to see a movie within a week.
That's what I'm not feeling. Spoilers. Let's talk about this embargo rule on the internet.
Because I'm tired of y'all niggas. Like, y'all doing everything. Yeah, like, for real. I still haven't seen The Last Jedi. And I'm still seeing spoilers. Like, you know, I just need y'all to just respect the people of the community that take their time with the movies.
Because word. People, I got work. The fuck?
Not even that. Some people just like...
I got a job.
Some people like watching the movies when the film dies down so they can actually get a seat, a good seat at that. Because y'all niggas are savages.
Niggas just like going to the 12 o'clock showing. It's a 3-hour movie. Go 12 o'clock
billion,
showing.
They I'm already crossed like the billion mark. Like, y'all are some savages.
I'm not feeling y'all this week. Because y'all niggas... This, the rule on social media is movie comes out Thursday, internet, we talking about it Monday.
Man, fuck
y'all
that.
Got a weekend. Because honestly, like, y'all really cared about
spoilers. I work in retail. I can't get to the movies all the time.
It's not even that. Y'all savages be taking all the good seats, all the tickets be sold out. I don't got
to. I'm not trying to break my neck. I'm
but
not
niggas can't see the movie now?
I'm not paying $18 for... That's what I'm not feeling. Let's talk about
movie prices.
Movie prices are like...
We start off on a negative. Yeah. We started off on a positive.
Yeah, exactly. Play like, heavy gear two times in a row.
It's nah, like, but I feel that too.
I love film, but I'm not paying $20 to... No, I'm so
only
sorry.
Only thing that's to be like that is like Roosevelt Field, though. Like,
no, that's everywhere. Ooh, those prices anywhere, are ridiculous. In the city?
Anywhere to there's reclining seats, you're paying at least $16. Yeah. At least.
Why
at
don't
least.
Go to the project with it bowl with this?
Because wait, that shit is listen, dirty,
so
dusty.
Y'all want quality.
$5 Tuesdays, so you can get your quality at any AMC theater if you have the AMC rewards thing, which is free. And then also...
Is it really free?
No, it is free. My dad made us get all of it. And
you
that's
could
the
tell
only,
a man be
that's
on YouTube.
He was like, it's $5. And then he went, I thought he went to see Black Panther because he was like, listen, he doesn't go to the movies anymore mainly because like the price is ridiculous. And then like for popcorn alone, that's like $20. So like he like got it and he's like, I'm glad I spent $5 on that movie. It was great. He was like, it was amazing. It was a $5 movie, like a $5 worth movie. Like,
nah,
you know
that's
me?
Right.
But it's like, because you know how like you go and you spend money on a movie and then it's trash.
Yeah, that's the worst.
That's equivalent to spending money on trash food. You feel me? So like,
too disappointing.
Like, correlation is crazy.
But
yes. No,
but yeah. And then Broadway Multiplex, $8 on Tuesday too.
That's true. That's it. Fuck that.
But what are you feeling?
If y'all, back to what we were talking about. If y'all niggas don't want to see spoilers, why you just don't get off the internet?
Listen, what the fuck I'm supposed to stay off the internet for five weeks?
I don't even
know
what's
that? Who fault is that?
No.
Like, you know,
no.
Sometimes like, I need a little break from the internet.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but what if I just got a scroll and the first thing I see is some nigga died in Avengers? Like, I'm tight. Like,
the game is the
I can't check if I got a mention on Twitter without y'all niggas saying something.
Yeah, y'all niggas was plotting those memes. They came out too fast.
Yeah, yeah.
Yo,
y'all was
the movie plotting. Was that good. No?
It was good. Man, I can't believe you gave it a 7.
Okay, I'm giving it an 8.
That movie was a 10,
I'm giving
bro.
It an 8. Nah, you're smoking crack.
Like,
stop.
It was beginning to end. At the beginning of the movie, I was like, what? They started off like this? Okay, like, it was so good. I was just so like, wow, like, amazing.
Nothing I'm not feeling. Why is niggas comparing the Joker to Thanos? Get the fuck up out of here, man.
Because it's, like, no. Who is the greatest villain of all time?
Thanos.
Like, who top three villains, definitely. But, like, because the Joker was such, like, within the comic book world, was, like, one of the best villains ever.
Are we talking about the movie or just in comics?
We're talking about...
I would say the movie.
Yeah, because most people, I feel like, don't
that's
read
that's how
the
they
comics.
Know him.
He can't like, be top three, then. Because
the Joker?
He can't be. Because, like, if the Joker's... He can't be higher than Bane because everything the Joker did took him a whole movie. Bane did in 10 minutes. We showed up on the screen.
Bruh.
He turned Gotham upside down in 10 minutes.
The Joker turned Gotham upside down in one movie.
One movie, Bane,
yeah, but she
10,
said
10 minutes.
Minutes.
He
said 10
minutes. It don't even matter.
All right? Bane was lit, though.
He showed
lit.
Up.
Bane
he said, hey.
He was lit.
Thanos?
He was he was scary, but Joker was like disturbing scary.
Thanos is the best villain, bro.
He's one of them.
He's the best.
Vulture is good too.
Vulture was good.
Doc Ock
was
good.
I like Killmonger for what he was. For what he was though.
I would say he's a.
He's like a smaller scale kind of.
I wouldn't say he's like a. Yeah, I would say he's like a developing villain. Like he's not really there yet. I don't think he's a... I don't think...
Well, everybody... Y'all know he's coming back, right?
I mean,
yeah.
In the comics, he comes back.
Ain't nobody...
Multiple times.
Did you really see him die? No.
If he comes back, I just want somebody else to play him. But, you know... But, what am I feeling?
You're wild.
Like Michael B. Jordan?
Play a hater of the year.
The year!
I actually was listening to someone's podcast, and they were like, how... Michael K. Williams should have played him. And I was like, I could see
I could see that, but he's a little too old. That's the only thing. If he was younger,
go ahead.
I could definitely see
it. Do it.
Or like It gotta be a mean nigga. Cause Michael B. Jordan, only Molly Greg, like,
I feel like it gotta be someone
he's not very mean,
like,
he's not like in real life.
I don't think it's like mean. I think it's just need someone that has like an authentic hoodness to them. Like, you know, like,
I can see,
like,
that.
You're from,
yeah,
like, you were raised in the projects your whole life and like you were
so
struggling.
Saying,
like, you, like,
what you're saying,
you
is Gucci Mane should have been Killmonger.
Ew. No.
That would have been fire. I don't give a fuck.
Gucci Mane turned his life around now. He's like a man of God.
Yes,
so.
Yeah, he did a whole one.
But he still smack a nigga. You know what I'm saying? But just about the movie. Any, not like spoiler, but like,
I mean,
anything you want to say about it?
You feel me? But I feel like the movie was definitely, like, they did a great job. 10 years in the making. Like,
yeah.
I feel like it was executed so well.
Yeah, why were niggas
so
on Twitter talking about the characters wasn't developed? Like, nigga, did you not see the 10
movies? Okay, okay. So, like, wait. So, the first review I read was from Collider, and like, the nigga was like, there was just, it was so fast paced, it was so this, it was so that, the characters in the middle. In my head, I'm like, okay, they did 10 years, right? That's a mad different movies of mad different characters.
Mad pre-film. Mad build-up.
Yeah, like, OD. So it's like, you had time to see the characters develop. Now
right,
it's just about
right,
the action.
Right.
And I would say, like, what I liked a lot is, like, it felt like, it was almost like there was a whole bunch of different movies put into one, but the cohesiveness was mad nice.
Yeah, like
the
when the Guardians were on
together,
there, it felt like a Guardians
movie.
Like,
it did feel like there was a whole bunch of different movies. It didn't feel like Batman vs. Superman, where you literally felt like you was watching two separate movies.
I still have
movies.
Not seen that
like,
yeah, yeah.
I'm being real.
Like,
it's okay,
like,
I like it.
I heard it was very
trash,
bad.
I don't think it's trash.
Nah, it was literally felt like two separate movies, and then it's just like,
and then they meet, and then
yeah,
it's like,
and
like,
then
wow,
it's like, it's trying to like force it, whereas this is like, the cohesiveness was nice. Like,
I just
I was like
the only thing,
keep up with everything.
Only problem, literally, the only problem I had with the movie was the pacing. Like, it felt like,
no,
I had an issue because like one nigga would be on screen and then you wouldn't see him for like hour.
But I felt
and then
like
he'll pop back on
but
screen.
But I feel like you knew that though. I feel like the pacing went nicely for me. Like it
wasn't
a build up.
Don't you think
it
might have
like,
been because there's so
yeah,
yeah.
But you're saying it's like when you watch it, you'll see. Like, you know what I mean. So it's like, because like when you had mentioned pacing in the chat, I was like, all right, so maybe he feels like the buildup is going to take a while.
No,
like,
it jumped right into
but
it.
But then I'm like, yeah, it jumped right into it. But it's like, with the pacing, it's like you keep track of everything. Like, you feel me? Like, you're not worried about what's going on with the other person because you're like, fuck, like, this
and then
is
you
happening
but
right
now.
Like,
yeah.
Oh,
shit,
but think about
it.
But think about it like this, right? Like, let's say you see Tony Stark, right? And Tony Stark got there's a major conflict going on with Tony Stark, right? And then it cuts away from that. And then you don't see this nigga for 45 minutes. You're like, what the fuck happened? All
right, you dragged it. You don't
how
see
long?
Most of the characters for, like, maybe, like, 15, but it's because of the fact, but you know what they're all doing, you feel me? And it's not like they leave you in a spot where you're, like,
they're pretty much trying to, I
back.
Feel like what you're
yeah,
trying to say is they're
like
pretty much trying to set up each character for what they're about
each,
to do next.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Tony goes to the store,
group,
then you go to the next person,
yeah,
he goes there,
like,
the next
you know,
person there.
You
like,
know, like, they all break off into different groups, so, like, each character is with, like, and I like that they did that too. It's like each of the characters that were in, that were introduced in, like, in Civil War and stuff, they go off with different characters that we haven't been introduced in on screen together, like Guardians and then, like, Doctor Strange. Like, you feel me? Like,
yeah.
I don't know. It just felt so nicely. Like,
nothing I didn't like, it's like, how, like, Wakanda is like, it didn't feel like Wakanda though.
I
like,
said that, yo, I was like,
it felt like it was just a backdrop.
We just found Wakanda and it's ruined. Like, that's it. Like, it's just,
oh, is
like,
that why you felt that way?
No, it's like, it didn't feel like, you know how Ryan Coogler set it up in, like, Wakanda? You felt like the ambiance of it, the whole thing. It just felt like it was a backdrop. Like,
yeah,
it was just, it could have, like, that fight could have happened anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And you wouldn't have felt the difference. But, like, you don't feel like you're in
Wakanda.
Well,
maybe because there was so much going on that
yeah,
you forget
yeah,
about, like, Wakanda in its
own yeah,
its
I'm
right,
but
yeah,
it was just like, it was like just used as a place. Like, uh-huh, it could have happened anywhere. That's the only thing.
But of course, it happened here. Like, y'all could have destroyed any other fucking.
You ever seen that? Y'all seen that meme with Black Panther look at Tony Stark like, you couldn't take
like,
this shit anywhere else.
But honestly, it was Black Panther's fault that it ended up getting destroyed. Like, he had to like.
We're not talking spoilers.
Yeah,
like,
we're not talking spoilers.
I don't talk spoilers.
Well, you know, but it was good. I was just saying, go watch the movie. Like,
I'm gonna say Black Panther is the worst coach ever. Don't let that nigga lead anything, bro.
Fuck, like,
I feel like he shouldn't even fucking be Black Panther if that's the case, nigga. Like, you're supposed to be a whole leader.
Yo, I saw your take. Okoye is definitely like, man, put her as Black Panther.
Bro, think about in the Black Panther movie, right? She was whooping ass, bro.
Yeah, she's,
Black Panther.
She's
he lost
bitch
to a nigga with dreads, bro. Like, a nigga with dreads that he only knew for 5 minutes.
No,
his ass.
A nigga with the half dreads, the sides
yes
wasn't dreaded up.
You let a light skin. You let an Urban Outfitters champion shirt, Fila sneaker wearing nigga beat your ass.
He was jacked though.
Do you guys think that we need like more female lead superheroes?
Good ones, bro.
Like, wait, how do you feel about, like, you know, like, Captain Marvel? Like, shout out to Tiana. She asked me this, like, earlier, like, how I feel about that. Mm-hmm. Like, whether or not we need, like, more, or we should see more of, like, a female lead in, like, superheroes. And I was like, I mean, if it's good, I wouldn't mind it.
Yeah, but the thing is, like, when they come, they either don't have powers, or their powers are just so weak.
It's yeah, like, that's why I'm just like, them. Nah, I feel we're good with, like, Wonder Woman and, like, maybe, like, Storm or people from, like, yeah. X-Men type shit. I feel like we're good. Like, don't ask some random Batgirl, some random shit just for the sake of being a woman.
Legitimate hero, like, when you see Black Widow in Infinity War, right? He was like, what the fuck is she going to do against Thanos?
somebody was like, she needs her own, like, movie. I was like, no, she doesn't. A standalone film. I want to see Okoye and fucking, but the, what was the other
girl? The thing is, they was catching phase, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, but the thing is, like, it's no, like, they don't add no significance to the thing. Like, none of the heroes. You think about it.
Like, I just feel like Black Widow, like, I mean, in the comics, that was different from the movies. But, like, in the movies, it's just, like, she's just there to be the girl in the group.
Like, Scarlet Witch. Like, okay.
Nah, Scarlet Witch actually has,
she
did, like,
she had a good, yeah, good scene, like, but they don't really show it in the movies. Like,
it's like, what happened to the guy, Magneto's son? Cause, like,
Quicksilver, he died.
Yeah. Oh, he did?
Remember in, Age of Ultron.
I gotta watch that movie again. I can't, like,
that movie's kind of,
but there was so many, like, things.
Slow plot things.
Yeah, but even in, like, Infinity War, like, my friend was, like, mentioning, like, little things from Age of Ultron. I was like, really? That happened? I was like, I gotta watch that again. Like, yeah. I was like, what's going on right now? Like, I don't remember.
Yeah, it's like one of the things. Like, it has little details to add to it, but it's not.
But
I didn't really like Age of Ultron. That shit was kind of trash to me.
But I guess we
need them with, like, real powers. Like, because even in Justice League, like, when they was fighting, like, Wonder Woman was beating ass.
If anything, I feel like we should have, like, because, like, you just said you wish, like, there was, like, an Okoye movie or something like that. But I feel like if you have, like, just strong females in a movie, like in Black Panther or something, you're just going to want to see something from the Magenta.
That's why I like Black Panther.
It could just be, like, a strong female.
I like Black Panther because the women actually played a very significant role. Like, and that's my issue with most of these movies. Like, Pepper Potts, you know, she'd come in just to get saved by Tony. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, well, I feel like that's a dynamic that just in Hollywood in general is like, and I think that's the problem that a lot of, like, women have with the portrayal of women in these movies, you know, because it's always like, in society, like, you know, we've always been deemed as, like, the lesser,
the damsel,
I guess,
in distress,
yeah,
kinda.
So it's like, you know, every time a woman is portrayed in a movie, she's either the damsel in distress, a whore, or, like, like,
definitely
but,
a whore.
But it's facts, yeah, but it's like, yeah, or someone that's just not taken seriously, right. You know what I mean? So I feel like, I mean, I definitely get that. Like, that's what I liked about Black Panther 2 is because the women weren't just a subtle background noise.
Nah, bro,
like, they were literally, like, in your face.
From Okoye to Shuri being, like, the smartest
person.
And I
forgot Lupita's character's name, but her too.
Oh,
like,
Nakia.
Yeah. I'm like, more of that.
Yeah, that show was fire, man. Shout out to Infinity War. It was very good.
It's not a 7.5. It's definitely
it's an 8. 10. I'll revise my score. It's an 8.
It's a 9. It's 10.5.
All right, so anything 10. Else y'all feeling, not feeling?
I'm not feeling this hot weather, honestly. Like, Yeah,
you could go, sis.
No. But the thing is, like, really, I don't know. Like, you haven't been in the city. The city's disgusting.
Hell on earth.
Like,
but I've we've had winter for, like, 12 years.
No,
I'm good.
Like,
I need the heat.
Can we get a spring, though?
Like, yeah, like, okay, so,
nigga,
like,
no,
I'm
they
like a,
global warming.
Nah, you sound like Cheyenne.
I'm a fall, spring kind of person, you know. My
in between
lowest,
weather.
Y'all,
like,
do know that spring is mostly rain, right?
Lowest,
you know that, right?
I'm cool with rain.
Yeah, I'm cool with that, too. If I could wear a jacket,
you want to stay inside all day?
If I could wear
I'm going out in the rain.
Jacket, I'm cool. If I could wear a coat,
the fuck are you doing? in the rain, running into the next place you're going after you leave the car.
How else I'm gonna get these one witch dance moves on? Feel me?
But yeah, no, like in the city the other day, 92 degrees, bro. It was just, and then people don't wear fucking deodorant. Like,
can we talk about smelly niggas on the subway, bro?
Can we talk about smelly niggas in general? Because it's not just on the subway.
We already talked about smelly
niggas.
Y'all already know how I feel about smelly.
I just can't, like,
I heard Brie with her oils on the podcast.
Smell goods. You feel me? You gotta smell good.
I don't understand how you don't smell yourself. Like,
some people do.
Really,
they just,
like,
don't care.
I don't.
You need to understand. Some people dead ass don't care.
But it's always in the summer. Like, when the heat gets nice, like, like, it's like, did you
well, because in the winter, niggas got jackets on. How you gonna smell them?
This, some niggas be so used to they smell, it just becomes
exactly.
It's like, no, buy the deodorant. Just use
you
it.
You know what I'm really not feeling? Some niggas
their religion, too.
That's true.
Deodorant. Then use something else. Use scented soap. Use something, like, I'm, but that doesn't stop you from... Spray yourself with Febreze. Like, I don't know. Like, just do better.
Apply sage to your body.
Damn.
Like, yeah, like, walk around and take a fucking, what are the sticks called? Yes, and, like, make yourself smell
lace yourself
good.
With incense.
You know what I'm not feeling, like, what? Almost indefinitely?
What's that?
Nigga Kanye.
Oh man, I don't care.
I know you said no more free promo,
but fuck Kanye.
I'm really not feeling it.
Fuck
I'm
Kanye.
Not feeling
fuck
it.
The Kardashians.
Yeah, fuck them.
Honestly, slavery was a choice. Did you know?
That shit
did you
funny.
Know?
That
hashtag.
That was a funny ass hashtag though. You
did
see you niggas tweet
that shit was hilarious.
Oh, that's one of the
you.
Things that I'm feeling.
That was funny.
That hashtag was.
That, if slavery was a
slavery
choice,
was a choice. Because like people keep asking,
that shit was
and
funny.
I'm just like, why?
Now, why my coworker told me today he was like, did you check your master on rate? MyMaster.com.
Nah, that picture of Lupita like, in the cotton field with, on the laptop, bruh.
People keep like saying, you know, it's not funny.
That shit is funny. Not the slavery
like,
shit
like,
that he said,
right,
but
like, listen,
the
I'm
memes
like,
is funny.
Funny.
Part
like,
of being black is turning tragedy
into
humor.
But yeah, that's true.
Like, not even that. Like, it wasn't a tragic moment. I feel like
not
the
tragic,
only reason why people did that is because what he
that's
said
a disrespectful
was crazy.
Moment.
It's, a joke.
It's not. It's not.
It's a
but
joke.
It was.
It's
yeah,
not
it
about
was, tragedy.
Like, it's like you can't take. We can't take you seriously. So now we really not going to take
yeah,
you
really.
Seriously.
We gonna
like,
take
we
it to another level.
Here,
yeah.
Like, and it's just like, way to go.
Well, yeah, what do y'all think is wrong with this nigga Kanye?
Nothing.
I don't want to talk about
nothing.
The nigga. Nothing. Right?
Honestly,
that's how I feel.
I do think there's something wrong with him. I don't. I wouldn't go as far and say as like he's like crazy. I just think that he's going through something and.
I think
he got a whole bunch of thoughts, and he has a lot of people in his ear.
Yeah.
I feel like Kanye's type of, I don't know if like
too many yes men. I feel
exactly. I watched the first part of the Charlamagne thing, like 30 minutes of it.
I couldn't. I don't
even
watch that
show. I watched an hour and an hour and 15 minutes in. He started talking about Trump.
But he was talking
nobody,
a lot.
Nobody I know got through the whole thing.
Yeah, I was watching on my break, but I saw him say. I heard him say that like he was like Charlamagne was like, "Oh, do you go to a therapist or whatever?"
Right.
And he was like, "You know, honestly, like anybody that I know is my therapist." He was like,
"That's
I'll go
the
to
wrong
talk to you.
Kind of advice." Bro.
But you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, imagine one of y'all had a problem, right?
Mm.
And you went to every single person you know and told them your issue.
Too many chefs
and they're
the
giving
kitchen,
you mad different opinions. Your mind is gonna be fucked up. You're going to be like, what do I do? Like, this person told me to do this.
But
this person told me to do that. Like, you're going to be on some different, like what the fuck do I do? So that nigga is in a weird place,
I think.
I feel.
He, like, goes and talks. I don't think he talks to people and it's like, this is my problem. I feel like what
he
does is, like, he talks at people.
Yeah.
And, like, because he said that. He was like, you know, like, when he talks to, like, the people or whatever, like, they tend to be like, damn, I wasn't ready to talk about this. Like,
that's why I feel
like
that dude at TMZ responding back kind of threw him off. Because I don't think he's used to somebody responding like that.
My thing is, like, and this is the thing with him, it's like, I don't think there's anything wrong with him.
I think he just lives in a fucking bubble.
No. Low key, there is...
I don't think he lives in a bubble. I don't think there's anything wrong with him. I don't think that, like, he's going through anything.
Did you hear what that nigga said?
I mean,
got liposuction so that he wouldn't be made fun of. There's something wrong with somebody
like,
when they say that.
Like,
you're old man.
At the end of the day, it's like, I just feel like he just doesn't... He has so many, like... thoughts in his head.
He's a very complex
and that's,
person.
And my issue is just like he does not like literally does not take 5 seconds to sit down and think about what he is about to say.
I'm
and that
this,
entire
I'm
like
a,
Charlamagne interview, that's all he was saying. It was like, you know, we should be like we don't have to think as much, but like you should be talking about your feelings. It's like, yeah, okay, but like at the end of the day, like your feelings aren't gonna have you thinking rationally, you feel
yeah,
me,
bro.
Like, and then the shit that comes out your mouth you can't take back, like, you know
yeah,
what I
especially
mean,
especially when you're a celebrity.
Yeah, especially
level.
When you have
end
that,
of the
like,
day
popcorn,
that
like,
nigga is a Gemini. That's real Gemini behavior, and I don't, y'all can suck your teeth, but that's real Gemini
I don't
behavior.
Think it's
Gemini,
like, shit. I think it's
like,
fuck boy
yeah,
behavior.
Yeah, exactly.
No, I'm not excusing like everything he does, but that's some real Gemini shit. Like, he'll say something and then he'll like switch.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
Exactly. Like, that's what they do. Like, my brother's a Gemini. Like, I know I have multiple conversations with that nigga
right.
on a daily, so I know how they react. But I do think there is like a little thing, something a little off with him. Nigga say he was on opioids, taking seven opioid pills a day. What the fuck?
I'm more
that's
mad.
OD. You're,
I'm more
you're
mad
in
at the
a,
liposuction.
You're
like.
In a different mindset when you're on drugs like that.
Like, I honestly just don't even care. Like, it's just like Kanye's never gonna do nothing for me, like, you feel me, like,
this
he's not changing the world, like, he's
true.
on like a world scale, niggas don't give a fuck about, you think like,
but listen,
like,
Amanda,
like,
take it this way, imagine Johnny Depp did all the shit Kanye did, you'll be fucking tight. You'll be devastated.
Mad, but I wouldn't be you'll like, be it wouldn't, no, but that's the thing. It's wouldn't like, be I, end don't, of her I don't,
world,
I don't,
yeah, no, yeah, yeah, no, I feel
but
you.
It's like, I feel like we, like, as a lot of people idolize and like all these people that they know nothing about, like, you have to understand, at the end of the day, like, these people are showing you what they want to show you. You feel right, me? Right, like, right. And that's why I say, like, none of the shit that he puts out, I feel, is like genuine. Like, it's just like, I'm gonna, when I was calling him like a troll for like, before all this happened, I was just like, this nigga Kanye don't care about nobody but himself. Like, that's why I'm like, why is it so shocking? Because, like, if y'all were actual real fans, and I'm talking about you guys, you guys would have been picked up on this. Kanye never cared about black people. Kanye never cared about shit that was going on in the world. Only when, he only cares about the stuff when it's relevant to him.
Like,
exactly.
The fashion like, thing. Like, exactly. I'm thinking about when he was talking about all the fashion designers were being racist towards him, not letting them in. He didn't really give a fuck about racism. Like, he was mad because
they wasn't letting him in.
And it's like, you know, and it's like, that shit is whack. And it's but like, the reason, I don't understand how people are blind to that.
But
like,
you have to understand something, though, Amanda. Like, when somebody has grown up with somebody in their entire life, for instance, me with Chris Brown, right? I was literally like 10 years old when that nigga came out. You feel me?
It's a different kind of connection.
Grew up with that nigga. Loved his music. Loved him. Invested my time, money, all that stuff in him. Mm-hmm. Same people with Kanye. Niggas grew up with Kanye. Kanye was like a, like, a messiah for people. Like, that was who they wanted to be, or that's somebody that they like envisioned maybe like reaching and I cannot speak reaching like a pinnacle of success or meeting him or something. You know what I'm saying? Like, you have to understand that people are invested in the, maybe it's not like that for you, but a lot of people invest their time, their money, and their like heart into this type of stuff. Some people love music to the point where that's their escape, that's the only thing they have.
I think that's
so
the
they
issue.
Fuck with
the
Kanye
messiah
on
thing, that's the issue, like
that level.
Celebrity and idol worshiping is the issue.
Yeah,
the
like it's like at the end of the day, these people are nobody, still people. Like, yeah, the only person you should idolize is yourself. Yeah. Like, you feel me? Like, it's like, yeah, you can have people that want to let you like that
inspire you.
But it's like, you should never be like, I want to be that person. If anything, you should always be looking to be better than the next, like, you know, the person
that
you
be better
like,
than
yeah, a, like, you know, like type. A better version of yourself type shit. But my thing with that is just like, man, Kanye, fuck Kanye. Like,
fuck Kanye.
It's just been like, you know,
fuck
you make
him.
Great music
fuck
and it's like, just continue to make the music and just keep everything else like silent. Like, nobody, like, why do you think, and that's the thing is too,
it's like reverse
his political views,
bro.
I'm just like, shut up. And then it's like, we also feed like so much into ignorance.
Yeah.
Like, it's just like, God.
Somebody make a fuck Kanye shirt.
Yeah,
I'll copy. I will.
It gotta be fire though. I don't want to see no Dab and Goku type shit.
Yeah.
Like,
give me like fuck Kanye. I don't
and then, you know what's crazy?
I'm
it's
not
like,
my grandparents.
June 1st, his album's gonna drop and he's gonna disappear. Or after like June, all those albums
after
that he
the tour.
Produced, yeah, like. You not,
and then he's going to cancel the tour again because
he's
pleading insanity.
He's going to disappear. Like, you know, and that shit is just whack. Like, there's nothing wrong
fuck
with
Kanye.
Him.
There's a lot of other good music out here.
Like,
you
I
ain't
got
to listen to him.
I would say so, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Playboi Carti.
Shout out to Playboi Carti.
Shout out to Playboi Carti.
I fuck with that song.
That shit is hard. But y'all feel about the Travis joint with Kanye. That shit is whack, bro.
I don't feel it's
I like
whack.
The Uzi.
I got to listen to it one more time.
I like Uzi part. I like Travis part. Why is Kanye on the song?
Yeah, bro? I feel like he didn't need to be on it because I didn't even notice. I was like, oh shit, Kanye was on? But the song's okay.
Once Travis, I'm like, oh, so the song about to end. Then this.
The song is okay. It could have been better. He could have had a better single.
Facts.
That Shrem Life 3 shit.
It's alright. I like it.
I didn't listen to the Shrem part.
The middle.
No. The first part.
Okay.
I really wanted to hear what Sway Lee was going to do with Swaycation, so I listened to the whole Swaycation. It was decent.
I like that shit.
It was decent. He got a few tracks on it. He got that Red Wine. That Red Wine is late.
That Guatemala is hard, bro.
Guatemala's okay.
Nah, he sound like Fergie and Jesus.
Nah, the other song.
That nigga sound like an angel.
I feel like y'all will probably skip over this song, Heartbreak and Encino
Hill. Yeah, that's
shit
a hard joint too. Yeah.
And Offshore with Young Thug, lit.
I like this the Slim Jimmy joint too, though.
I heard a couple. It's pretty good. One with Zoe Kravitz. I like that song with Zoe Kravitz.
Yo, where the fuck did that come from?
Random. When I heard the song, I'm like, this is Zoe Kravitz.
I didn't know she makes music.
No.
Yo, her group is actually good. Lola Wolf.
Yeah, she have been. Good. But he made that. And then another song that he put out was called Changed Up. That song was good too.
Yeah.
But overall, I didn't need the three. I didn't need the three.
They on their speaker box,
really,
love below shit.
All I needed was the Swaycation, really. That's all I really needed.
That's what niggas came for.
No, nobody really gave a fuck about Slim Jimmy. Sorry.
Yeah, bro.
Sorry, but
what
you
else?
Know.
Damn, what the fuck else came out? I'm trying to think.
the internet put out that track.
It's all right.
I like it.
It's cool.
It's cool for like when you're cruising.
It's not girl, though.
But it's cool for when you're cruising, cool. You know?
Shout out to Block Boy. That shit is hard.
What else? J. Critch put out a couple songs. Do you listen to J. Critch?
Nah, he's too light-skinned for me, bro. What? His shirts are too little for me to listen to him.
His what?
His shirts are too little.
You're annoying.
That nigga's like 6'5", wearing like a size medium. Like, bro.
He's fucking skinny. What you want to do?
Go up on a size, bro.
You're annoying.
His music is good. You should listen. I'm going to send you some stuff.
Everybody saying that Rich Forever 3 is hard, bro.
What? You still haven't listened to that? You're bugging. But Rich the Kid album was popping.
Yeah, the album was hard. That shit was good. Other shit, like before, I haven't listened to it.
Listen to Rich Forever 3. Hands down, that's a summer album.
Really?
I'm telling you, that was last summer album, really, if we're being honest. But you could really hop on the wave and get on the summer album.
I'm going to listen to J. Critch. The niggas keep gassing him. I just haven't listened to him.
He's lit. I got you.
The shirt's too small. Shit is tiny as fuck, bro. But what else I'm listening to, man?
Those three Young Thug tracks.
I'm just as
I. I heard them like one time each, and I was like, I am not impressed. Even the one with Nicki, I was not.
Wow, I forgot to talk about that Nicki shit is whack, bro.
What Nicki
Barbie
shit?
Tings, that shit is
no, it's not. Barbie Tings
Chun-Li's
is
okay.
Barbie Tings is lit. I love that song.
The video
gets me hyped.
Garbage.
I didn't see the video.
Video garbage.
I didn't see it. But,
shout out to that Eric Bellinger shit. That shit is hard.
Eric Bellinger shit is good.
The LMA video is hard.
The what?
The LMA, the boot up video.
Oh, yeah.
I love that
After
video,
like 500,000 years that the song been out.
Song been out for like a year and a half. And it's just now.
That's my song, though. I'm glad she's getting that recognition, though. Yeah, I feel her bad. That.
Shout out to Amanda. Because I missed her at the show. And then I was like, isn't that girl you like? That girl you like? I'm like, who is she talking about? And I was like, oh, shit.
I thought I was talking about like X-Men.
Yeah, I thought like we was at the PlayStation Theater. A lot of my hoes frequent that venue. So
did you hear? Do you listen to Tink at all?
Yeah, I listen to Tink.
Did you hear her like the Plain and Pleasure?
Yeah, it was cool. It was cute or whatever. I fuck with Rico Nasty though.
I don't know who that is.
Bruh, you shout out to my nigga.
Wait, I got a question.
Shout out to Rico Nasty.
I got a question.
What?
Because personally, I love Sabrina Claudio.
No, personally, ain't no question. That bitch is out of here.
But no, because y'all niggas don't cancel everybody else.
No,
yes, we don't. No, you don't. No, the fuck you don't. Niggas ain't cancel Kanye. Niggas still about to listen to Kanye's album. Nah. But we gotta listen. We can't listen to Sabrina Claudio shit.
She said fuck black. She made a fake.
This nigga said slavery wasn't.
I'm not fucking with him either. I'm not fucking with him. But what I'm saying is,
but people are still fucking with what I'm saying.
But fuck them niggas. Them niggas is coons. But that's I'm talking about me. I'm going to speak for Evan.
Yeah, they're coons, but at the same time, they're saying cancel Sabrina Claudio, but they're not saying cancel Kanye. So
it's a bunch of
niggas. No, niggas. A bunch of niggas are, but a bunch of niggas aren't.
A bunch of niggas aren't.
I don't think so. Yeah. I haven't seen one person say.
She made a fake Twitter account to mock black women.
She called y'all bitches. She said she didn't do that.
But she did, though. It's like, prove it, bro. She called y'all niggers, bro, with the ER.
She ain't talking about me because I'm not no nigger.
So you going to listen to somebody call you a nigger?
Nah, but I'm going to listen to them vocals. But nah,
her shit ain't even that flamed for
niggas. No. Her shit is not.
I feel like she's overrated.
No. Her shit that is whisper definitely flamed.
I like Alina Baraz better.
Her she's the better version, non-problematic version.
Sabrina Claudio shit is flamed. I'm sorry. Like, I don't care.
I tried to, like, multiple times listen to her music.
Amanda, you don't like no music, though.
Amanda's right about this one, though, man.
No.
I tried multiple times to listen to like her last album and like her music.
You gonna listen to Amanda? Amanda don't listen to nobody you like.
She whispers on every song like this.
Her music is fire.
That shit is garbage.
Listen to it, get into
it. I
wouldn't
call it garbage, but it's
and
not.
She's
it's
not. It's not canceled.
It's Urban Outfit is music. I'm not. No, not it's even. Not. It's like Zara music. It's like.
You're old
Zara
man.
Music. It's like
Zara play mad music. Techno. You're wildin'. They don't play no soul shit.
No, they play some soul shit. It's Zara. But
her shit is good. I don't care what nobody says. She's not
canceled.
Let's
talk about what you were saying in the text with the the fame shit.
You're right.
Yo, so elaborate on
okay.
That.
Okay. So personally, just based off of observation of a lot of different artists and or celebrities in general, not even artists, I personally feel like you have a choice what you can, I guess, like display to the world versus what you like can't. So for instance, like, you know how when like certain celebrities be like, yo, I hate this. Like, when they do interviews and they're like, I hate this fame shit. Like, I have no privacy. I can't do X, Y, Z, blah, 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 this and that. But then you see niggas like J. Cole, Beyonce, just like big ass people who don't have no business out there, like, incognito. So what is it really?
I agree and I also disagree, because I feel like in order to reach that point where you can just be like, just do whatever you want to do, you have to reach a certain level of fame to actually reach that respect from your fan base. Like, Beyonce fans don't really dig into her shit because they respect her so much as an artist.
I don't think so, because J. Cole, he's a big artist, but when he was a smaller scale artist, even so, you still didn't hear
But no even shit to about get him. Fame, to get fame, you have to be known. You have to put yourself out there.
I think it's to a certain extent. I think that these people put out what they want to put out at the end of the day. Like, because at the end of the day, it's a business. So, you feel me? So, it's like, everything that we see, they put that out.
That's what
on
I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's what
and
I'm saying.
And then you have a choice of what you want to say on your platform, you feel me? But I don't think that, like, because of the fact, like, what you said, I don't agree with what you said about Beyonce in terms of, like,
the respect,
because I feel like... People,
you gotta.
I feel like the thing with that is like, some people are just live private lives you never hear, and then there are certain things that they don't want out that, like, genuine, like, you know, shit happens. Like, yeah. And I used to, like, the elevator shit. You think you wanted that? That was something that was super genuine and that wasn't supposed to be seen. You feel
me?
Right. So it's like, in moments like that, it's like, fuck.
And
like,
if Beyonce had a way, she would have covered that shit up. You feel me? Like, nobody would have known about that.
Beyonce is super, like, her PR team. You gotta sign, like, mad disclosure forms, just, like, off of an interview alone. That's
right,
just
right.
an interview, you feel
right,
me?
Right,
like,
right.
And I'm just like, that shit is crazy, like.
And I feel like, well, I feel like, so, like, in terms of, like, Cardi B, right? Like, you probably seen her interview on Breakfast Club,
right.
Where she was like, you know, like, this fame shit, da-da-da, this and that. And for Cardi B, I feel like it's a little bit different, only because, like, she started on Instagram and she literally put her entire life out there, which is cool. But then when she got to a certain level, she continued to do the same thing. And I feel like people like that, but at the same time, if it's, like... It's either your sanity or, like, these niggas liking you. Like, what are you gonna choose? Like, I'm sure you'll still have fans even if you pull back a little bit on your private life, because it's like, niggas know that Offset cheated on her. Now, that wasn't her ish. That wasn't her fault.
Yeah.
But, like, now all your business out there. So then people are gonna come attack you about your own
issues.
It's
different now because of social media. Because you think about it, like, back in the day, let's say you came out in, like, 90s, early 2000s. Let's say you got an album coming out. You do an interview with a magazine, do a couple of radio interviews, and that's your press run. You know what I'm saying? But being an artist now, you gotta have engagement on social media if you wanna grow. You know what I'm saying? People wanna see you, they wanna relate to you. You know what I'm saying? And I think that's what helped Cardi B, is like, people relate to her because they get to see her. They get to see her life, they get to see her mother, get to see her buying a new car, get to see her family.
It was like,
you know,
she built her fan base off of personality alone.
Yeah,
you know,
personality.
But I do
people
feel
wanna
like
see that.
When you reach a certain level of fame, like, it fucks with you. It fucks with your sanity.
Yeah,
there are so many, like, celebrities that are, like, suffering. Like, they're unhappy, they're depressed. Like, you feel me? And it's like, especially the ones that are from young. Like, look at Chris Brown. Like, you feel me? Like, he was 18 or 16 years old, like, when he took off.
Right, you feel me? Right.
And then it's like, from being that young and you constantly have people in your face, you have, like, other human beings that are idolizing you, worshiping you, looking up to you. Like, that's mad pressure. And I feel like a lot of people
a lot of that stuff with him, though, is kind of, like, self-caused, because, like, it's a lot of people that grew up in that spotlight, but, like, it affects them more because he got the negative side of it. If he didn't make any mistakes in his personal life,
I don't know, because I feel like there is still that pressure. Like, it's like, that's why people end up dabbling in drugs. Like, you feel me? Like, things go...
Like getting high, bro.
It could be, but it's just like drugs is used as an escape, like, you know, for your temporary, like, moment or whatever. Like, but when you constantly have, like, cameras in your face, paparazzi, people waiting for you to
fuck
up.
You think it's a win-loss situation, though?
It's like
when you're at, like, the age of 16, like you said, first of all, nobody knows who they are at 16 years old. Like, so that's number one. You're coming into the game at 16 or however old you are. If you're within your teen years and you're coming into the industry, you're probably going to end up in some crazy situation or crazy at the end of it, because it's like, we're at 23 right now, still trying to figure out who the fuck we are. Imagine them. They don't know anything about themselves, but they have everybody telling them who they should be, what they gotta do.
They have to, like, conform to, like, the standards of other people. Like, you feel me? And I feel like that's something that...
You think that's the price of success, though? Like, because think about it. Like, you have that, but you also have... I also have these amazing things that you provide for people.
I don't feel like there's a balance in that.
I feel like it's often overlooked, the pressures of, like, being a celebrity, you feel me? Because, like, look at somebody like Kurt Cobain. Like, you feel me? That nigga had it all. Like, you, and ended up killing himself. Like, he was mad unhappy. Robin Williams, same thing. Like, there's so many, like, different artists, and it's like, yeah, you provide, like, you're successful, and, you know, like, you provide something good for, like, the community or society. But at the end of the day, it's just
things will never equate to your sanity at the end of the day.
But especially when you're, like, someone that's always constantly in your face, like, people always want to ask you. And it's like, in interviews, like, you want to, when you're having an interview, like, you want to ask the questions that nobody else has asked, that people want to know. And there'll be, like, questions that'll be, like, you know, the questions that you just don't want to talk about. Like, why are people still asking Chris Brown about Rihanna?
You like, sucking farts out of bitches' butts? Like,
I mean, that's also due to your platform you come on. Because, like, going to the Breakfast Club obviously going to be way different from going on Sway. Because Sway's a different kind of interview or whatever. But, like, I wanted to talk about the Kardashians, bro. Like, people took, like, when this thing happened with Kim Kardashian, she got robbed. Mm-hmm. And she didn't want to want this famous spotlight. I didn't really understand that because, like, with her, her talent is being famous. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So you're constantly going to have to deal with these things. You, like, that's something you signed up for with her. You know what I'm saying? Like, but with other people,
with you know, her, I get what I you're feel saying. Like, she feeds off of the narcissist. Like, she's narcissistic. Like, you know, she feeds off of that. And that was always, that's all their thing.
That's their talent. That's what
but
they do.
But it's like, and it, but as opposed to, like, people that actually are artists and, like, made it off of their art, like, you know, I feel like, as far as success goes, yeah, they want to be successful, but I don't think they asked for, like, people to just be in their face constantly. Yeah. Whereas the Kardashians will literally pose for the paparazzi. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Call them. They call
and,
them.
Yeah, and it's like, you draw all this attention to you. Like, you literally do it.
When you do it, you gotta be able to accept
the... But some people, they don't do it, like, they do it subconsciously. Like, you know what I mean? Right, it's like, okay, Beyonce's walking down the street. Beyonce can't just walk down the street.
She can't go
like,
to Target.
You know what I mean? But it's like, and then the whole thing with Paris thing happened, I guess, like, her shift, like, now made her realize, like, damn, like, I never thought about the repercussions of, like, what could happen as I'm, like, calling all this attention to myself. You know, like, I'm bragging about wearing a fucking Harry Winston necklace or, like, like, you know,
on
like,
Instagram and shit.
It's just, like, and that's what I think about the Kardashians. Like, they just, I don't know. Like,
that's why I feel like you could, that's why I feel, and then you see how Kim switched it up on after the fact. Yeah. That's why I feel like there is, like, a choice, if you will, to, like, the exposure type shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I get what you're saying in terms of, like, to reach a certain pinnacle of success, you kind of have to, like, move within the system.
But I'm saying, like,
but there's ways according to your around it.
According to your personality, like, you see how Kendrick is very low-key, whatever. Exactly. But you see Drake, he'll show up, he'll be out, you know.
But then Drake go into hiding type
Yeah, it's all about your personality. Like, you just gotta do what fits you,
It's like that clip that you sent us, that's why I said I agree with, like, about Kevin Hart when he was talking about, like, J. Cole and Kendrick's success. Is that at the end of the day, it's like, you can choose to market yourself in a way where, like, you can put out your own business. Like, you feel me? Like, what Kevin Hart be doing, he always in front of the camera, like, you know, he's
that's
always
his,
like, hey, what's up?
That's how he moves.
Dwayne
that's his
is
personality,
always like that.
Though, yeah.
And it's like, yeah, we're famous, but at the end of the day, like, we're gonna put out certain things that we want to be put out. And that's why I say, like, most of these things that you hear, like, about celebrities and stuff, it's like, bro, they want this shit to, like, be put out. You feel me? Right. Like, it's like, and then it's like, that's why you never
but then
know
they
about
call,
the things.
Then they cry, like, this shit is hard. I didn't ask for this. Like, you lying.
Well, that's
you
okay,
did.
But that's okay to like, say that, though, because sometimes.
But they be lying saying they ain't asked for it, but they did.
But they did.
But you can't get tired of shit. Like, it's like you had a job. But, like, you can't come up sometimes. You just have, you have you have a job, but sometimes you're like, man, fuck
I get what
job.
You're saying,
you know what
but at the same time, if you've influenced those, you know what I'm saying? Like, those things, it's like,
you
have control. You have control.
Sometimes you can't just be like, yo, this is a lie right now. You know what I'm saying? That's okay to say that. You know what I'm saying? Like, this famous shit is a lot. Like, even though I asked for this, I asked for these things to come my way. That's a lot sometimes.
Always, but it's like, niggas know that. You feel me? Like, we know that.
Yeah,
we're
but they
not
can't
famous
say that.
And
but they
we
can't
know
say that,
that
sometimes.
Like,
they can't express that.
They can, but it don't mean shit. Like, yeah, we know that, but you're still
them.
In that. You're still in that position. Like, you chose that.
But that's
like,
why they never. But that's why they'll never say it's a lie because they put that shit out. They want you to know these things, but because you think about it, you don't know nothing. And then it's like the things they don't want you to know, you will
never know.
That's
like,
not true.
That,
niggas,
no,
shit,
but
a lot of shit
no,
comes out that about people.
A
that,
lot of but the things that come out, like I said, it doesn't come out because of the fact that they want it out. It comes out because like slip ups happen. Again,
that's what I'm
like,
saying. That's
but
that's
somebody else released the info. Not
but yeah,
like,
but that's what they're complaining. They're not complaining about shit they put out. Like, you know what I'm saying? They're putting out shit that they can't control. You know what I'm saying?
But that's the thing. It's like that's why you never hear nothing about J. Cole. You
yeah,
don't even
but,
know who J. Cole's wife is.
But not even that. You
I didn't even know Childish Gambino
you don't know
had a wife and a baby.
Not even that. Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, you gotta start off the jump. Like, I don't care how you want to reach success or whatever like that. If you feel like you're a person that's you're worried about your sanity in that state, then you need to make sure that you're gonna do whatever it takes to not have anybody in your private life because that is what really fucks with people.
What I'm saying is, though, like, when they complain about fame or fame being too much, they're not talking about the shit they put out. They're talking about the shit they can't control. Well, a family, a picture of them family gets leaked.
But, yeah, but guess that what? Comes but from you putting shit out. Out. That's what that comes from. Yes, it does.
You don't hear
nothing happens listen. With J. Cole.
You don't hear nothing.
You bring in J. Cole, but I'm going to say about Beyonce. Back to the elevator thing, right? Beyonce probably was like, damn, I didn't want that shit to get out.
But that's the, listen, that's the first time you've ever seen.
But I'm saying, like, shit happens. Like, even with Cardi B with the whole Offset cheating thing, right? She didn't put that shit out.
No, obviously,
that happened.
I get what you're saying.
So when she
complained
about fame, she's complaining about that part of fame. She's not complaining about the other side.
I get what you're saying. Like, it makes sense. Like, yes, they're not complaining about, obviously, the good shit. Why would they complain about the good shit? Doesn't make sense. But what I'm saying is, if you start off jump not releasing any information, you're going to get your fans based off the strength of you.
That's not true.
And your product.
It's a different era, bro.
What do you mean?
It's a different era. Not all artists can operate like that. Some people
and they're not great.
That's not true.
I don't know not none about Beyonce life, and she the greatest artist I ever seen in my life, bro.
What I'm saying is
life.
Some people can get on like Kendrick and J. Cole, right? Some people actually have to be out there and promote themselves.
And that means they ain't real.
That's not,
not
true.
I mean, I don't know. I wouldn't say they're not real. It's not genuine, but it's like,
you know what I'm saying, they're not that good. If that's the case,
that's
because
not true.
I don't give a fuck about Kendrick, like, because I love his music. Like, I only want to hear his music. I don't even care about that nigga's life. If we being honest,
that's not true.
Personally, me.
You like Chris Brown because not just because Chris Brown music. You like Chris Brown.
The way I became a Chris Brown fan was because I loved his music and I thought he was attractive. I didn't know shit about him.
So let's say Chris Brown just only put out music. You ain't know shit about his personal life, his real personality.
Love.
You would still been a
in
deep
love.
Fan. That's not true.
In love, dead ass.
That's not true.
That's
not
how I started.
Anymore.
That's how it started.
Over time, like, you'll fall in love with the art, but you'll also start to learn more about the person and then fall in love with them too.
That's
like,
what I'm saying. That's the part
same,
I'm saying.
But it's the same thing.
But
like,
you can fall in love with them through their art. You know what I'm saying? Like that.
But
didn't
you
know?
But that's what I just said.
But
it's
you
like,
care
but
enough.
But you'll love the art first.
For everything
but
else.
Then,
that's what I'm saying.
But then. After, like, once you, because once you become fascinated with, like, what they're putting out, you're going to
start
to
become connect
and you
want to
know more about
that's
fine.
That's
putting them,
that's
the
fine,
putting themselves out
but
there.
I'm going to be real with you. At the end of the day, if I still didn't know nothing about Chris Brown life, I would still be a fan. You know what I'm saying? Because I was there from the beginning because of the art.
But if that,
and that's
if that
just
was
me.
True, you would only listen to Chris Brown music. You wouldn't watch his interviews. You know what I'm saying? You wouldn't watch like the clips he posts.
But not necessarily because interviews aren't
because
always about personal life. They're usually about processing in art or like process of how they made the album
true,
or something like that. I like that personally.
I just feel like once you're a fan of the art, you're gonna eventually become a fan of the person. But I do still feel like, at the end of the day, like, the certain things that they complain as far as fame is, like, I could understand, like, you complain that you're famous because, like, sometimes you don't want to be approached down the street, you feel me? And J. Cole talked about this, like, in an interview, like, you know, like, he tells people no, like, I don't want to take a picture with you, you feel me? Because just, like, at the end of the day, you're no longer just a regular person, like, you can't, all these people can't just walk down the street without being, like, wow, like, is that Luke Cage in the middle of the street? Like, you know, but
shout out to get curved by Luke Cage.
But it's like, I don't know, I feel like they do, like, control, like, what it is that they want to be
put
out.
Yeah, of course,
like,
there's some aspect,
like,
but there's certain stuff that gets out, and it's, like, it's just a balance.
No, it's
too,
but then again, you like, even still, like I said, like, you don't hear nothing about a lot of artists. You don't hear nothing about Drake.
A lot of stuff about Drake.
But you hear Rue,
bitches
but
he been with.
That's because I feel like
that's
he did
but,
that.
But,
I feel like he did that.
True,
I feel like he definitely did
with
that.
With the women, yes.
He wants people to know
but,
the bitches he did with.
Like, stuff that goes on in
but you don't
personal
hear,
life, like people he's beefing with, or like when you got into that fight.
But even
stuff
like
that, that. You can't control.
Yeah, but if you're in a strip club and you get into a fight, niggas gonna know.
No,
everybody been in a strip club.
People you're beefing with, like, I feel like all that shit is planned, one. Like, all that rap, like, you know, like, it could be some genuinity behind it, but it's just, like, they want this shit out, like,
at
the end of the day, like, you know, it'll hype it up. But I feel like certain things that are personal, like, you don't hear that many things about Drake, you don't hear nothing about Beyonce, you don't hear nothing about Jay-Z.
No, what I'm saying is that's cool, right, for them. It's a lot number of artists like that, but certain
artists
have to put themselves
out there. Like, who? Who would you say?
Future has to put himself out there like that. You know a lot about Future, because this marketing. It's the
but
way
honestly,
he,
it's like, what do you really
is.
Know about Future?
Yeah,
other than, like, Ciara, nothing.
Yeah,
like,
we really
know.
Don't know a lot about Future. You know, he be out. You know who he hang with. You know.
No, but I'm talking
when he record
maybe
music.
Like,
you know, because they put
I'm
it out there.
Like personal
you know
things.
Yeah, we're
like,
talking like personal.
I'm talking about like
yo,
people going on.
Not like what you want to know, social security number type shit.
Think about, like, Kevin Hart, for example. The man went on his Instagram and admitted to cheating on his wife. You feel me? He didn't have to do that.
Yes,
but
he did.
Chose to.
He had to do that, or he would have lost millions of dollars. They wanted $10 million out of him.
Who?
It was like when they was extorting him.
Oh, I forgot
that. That's why. That's why he did. It's not like he wanted that shit to get out.
It didn't have to like go to like. I mean, it didn't, I don't think it have to go to lengths where it's like. Or even when people like.
I get what you're saying. Like for instance, like Kehlani's a great example. Great yeah. example of somebody or who puts all their business or out
even
there.
Like celebrity but
she
cu-
did,
no,
but she did, and that's what she got caught.
But
up.
Even like celebrity couples, like you don't have to go on platforms and announce that you're breaking up. Half the time, we don't even know.
Some people do that just so people leave in the fuck
but
alone.
No, but that's what I'm talking about. It's like you choose to put that stuff out
but
there.
But exactly, Kehlani, she was into, with, like, she chose like, to be with two different niggas. Now, I'm not saying at the same time, but she chose to be a part of Next Door, right? She was with him, made it public, and she split with him.
She made
then
her,
she was with
she
Kyrie.
Made her, her taking her life, a suicide attempt public as well.
That's,
like,
that's a great example. Like, Kehlani, right? You see, she first... She got on. People like Kehlani because she was relatable. They seen her out there, seen her doing that. Once she seen the reality of that, she was like, all right, I'm off that. Now she's more private with her shit.
No. She just announced that she's queer. Like, nobody...
She's not
say,
private at all,
it's
bro.
Like,
at all.
What if she was, though?
No.
No.
I think so.
She, no. She's very personal. If you follow her, she talks a lot about... She types paragraphs. She talks paragraphs.
But it was way worse before, I feel
I mean,
like,
it,
I would say
it,
she...
It was.
She did more in terms of, like, her love life. Now I feel like she's honing a little bit back on that because she sees, like, what it does. But at the same time, she doesn't care. She's
but,
mad
yeah,
open.
She puts herself out there because that's what I'm saying. That's her personality tactic. Everybody can't be Beyonce, Jay-Z.
No, I understand.
You know what I'm saying?
That.
That's what
no,
I'm saying.
But that's what I'm saying. It's like,
but then don't complain about being famous.
But you can still complain.
No.
You still can complain.
You can't. You doing
not,
it to yourself.
Not whining, but
that's
like, yo, sometimes
that's
like, yo,
like,
I don't
that's like literally inflicting pain
like,
on yourself and then saying, damn,
like,
that hurts.
Okay, at the end of the day,
you can say
that shit. You knew that shit
was
going to hurt. Both sides can complain. Whether you're like a peak famer like Beyonce, Jay-Z and them, or whether you're like someone like Kehlani, and I feel like you, I mean, like, I understand, like, don't complain when you know you're putting shit out there and then you're complaining, like, I don't want everybody in my business. I agree with that, but then it's also like, I just look at it on both sides, like, the only thing that comes with fame is just people constantly in your face, like, you feel me?
And
it's just
success,
like, and
fame,
no,
more
yeah,
opportunities.
And it's like,
it's a balance,
it's
in
more
that.
Opportunities. But at the end of the day, sometimes, like I said, you just want to chill. Like, Beyonce has not released no pictures of them twins, but people were invading her privacy when she was on vacation and still snapped a picture. Like, that's crazy, like, you
yeah.
feel me? And at that point, I feel like that's when it's just like, fame fucking sucks, bro. Like, you know, it gets to your fan base and it gets you more fans, but at the end of the day, it's like, do you ever have any real privacy?
It's a necessary,
like,
evil, bro. It's a
it's
necessary
like,
evil.
That's why I just want to be rich and not known. That's it. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
you want to be known because you want to make money, though. You want to sell records, so you have to. It's a necessary evil.
But a lot
it's just
of rich
to the
people
extent
aren't
you
even
take
known
it to.
If you're being honest.
It's just the extent you take it to.
No, yeah. I mean, when you're someone that's in the arts, like a musician or something, like, obviously you have to put your shit out there.
Yeah, you want people to see your shit. You want people to react to your shit. You
but like, there's a lot of like artists that are like super well renowned. Nobody knows who the fuck Banksy looks like.
Yep.
People don't know who Retina looks like.
Right,
Swoon,
right.
But these are like artists that so many people know. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
But then it's like you see people like Suicide or whatever, the Asian girl, and it's like, you know, she puts out certain things.
That's what I'm saying. You got to do what works for you.
To, like, yeah,
you got to do what works for you.
But it's like there's so many rich people you don't even know. Like, who the fuck they are?
This shit just ain't for everybody. That's all I'm gonna say. Stop trying to be famous, because y'all, half of y'all are really trash.
Be famous if you want to. Be famous in your world, how it works for you.
Yeah, in your world, not this one. Because some of y'all gotta stop.
All right, so another thing I'm not feeling, bro. This nigga Khaled, bro.
Oh.
We the best.
He could go.
Yo,
this nigga fat as
wanna,
hell.
Wanna,
eat everything in the pantry. Don't eat pussy.
I want to preface this by saying I don't really give a fuck how niggas is fucking behind closed doors. Honestly, whatever you gotta do. Well, I can speak for me. To banish yourself from the greatness that is pussy. It's like, why? That's self-inflicted pain, bro.
You like to munch on it?
The fact that this nigga was like, one, he's like...
I didn't like his whole
he was
tone,
just naming
demeanor.
Their, like,
yeah.
patriarchal views and before he went into the segue about eating pussy. But my thing is, it's like, how the fuck you expect head but don't want to give it?
Yeah, that's what
and
I'm saying.
That's the peak thing now. And
he's
like,
because she got to do that. I'm like, nigga, she got
to
what?
She
got
to have to do anything.
She got
to.
To quote the great Lil Wayne, how she don't suck dick but expecting
like
me to
eat her. Yup. Great song.
It was written. You know what I'm saying? But my thing is, like, as a man, why would you, like, that fear and excitement when you get your face first sat on by a beloved, it's like, riding a roller coaster for the first time. You know what I'm saying? It's like no, King going on King the Ka.
I feel some guys, like, they won't eat it, like, unless that's someone that's their, like, girlfriend. Which but is that's cool. Their wife, bro.
Which is cool.
Like, y'all like, been married for
you had a long. Child with her. But bro. Not even a baby
that,
out for you.
Y'all been married for that long. I didn't even know Colin was married until bro. She was pregnant. Like, bro. You
think about it like this, bro. He trusted enough to give her money. He trusted enough to marry her, have a kid by her.
But then the way he went to go, like, back it up was talking about, oh, you know, like, he believes that women are supposed to, like, basically cater to men. That's, I mean, that's like, you want to know how, like, I repay you, how you like what you're wearing, how was your dinner, how
you're
was
not my dad.
Ugly ass
fucking
like, you're that's, not my dad.
That's some slavery was a choice type shit.
Yeah.
Some, like, that's some, like, what, like, what niggas really
trying to, niggas really be trying to be women's mother. Like, yeah, I never the fuck you that. Doing talking about wearing? I gave you this.
You
like,
going outside like that? Like,
you ain't give me shit.
But you know what it is?
If you ever gave me shit, it was a gift, and that's it.
I don't agree with it, but I guess if that works for your relationship, run with it. But it's just like,
I'm just tired of people thinking that women are some, like, pawns that they can move wherever or say whatever about. I hate when niggas be trying to talk about our experience in their eyes. Like, nigga, you don't know what the fuck I go through.
I always say, niggas like aspects of women. They like what women can do for them, but these niggas don't really like women as people, you know, as humans. You know what I'm saying?
Can we talk about the Issa Rae shit?
What happened with Issa Rae? What's she doing?
You ain't hear what she... Okay, so, I don't know.
With the Asian...
The Asian shit. First of all, she put that in her book, and I read her book, right? I got it. And I understand... Yeah, and I understood what she was saying, and I get what she's saying, because it's true, like, black women are definitely at the bottom of the totem pole when it comes to dating. Like,
yeah.
You have a lot of different races who do not fuck with black women. Sure. And if but they do, they're going to get the...
It's that, like, and the angry black woman. Tyler Perry made a movie about it, and it's like, that shit is whack. Because it's not just angry black women. There are a lot of angry women.
Every
like,
woman. Yeah.
Women be angry.
They, but they do, but then at the same time, it's like, a lot of these women, they be having reasons to be angry.
Yo, say that.
Especially
say
when it comes,
that.
But especially
wild,
when it comes to guys, wild. Like, y'all niggas
say
be wild.
Say that.
Like,
and I'm gonna be real, sometimes women be angry for no reason. Like, that's a fact. Like,
no, yeah,
a lot of women be a lot of women be on they rocker. Like, they be off they shit.
But
like,
that's just personal, like, issues. Day-to-day personal, kind of shit. Like, yeah. You know, like, self, what's the word?
I don't know.
Not inflictions.
Say something crazy. Say something super wrong. You something in the wrong kind. I'm leaving it in.
Nah, I'm just tired of people speaking for women. Like, and I'm tired of certain women speaking for women because some of y'all don't even
somebody
really want to
say
on.
Names. You know?
Not nobody that I know, but like certain like groups of women okay. speaking for certain
That's
groups
why
of women.
I try
you know,
to, like I don't speak for men because like there are certain experiences I'm gonna
speak for men.
That
I'm gonna do it. I don't
toxic
give a fuck.
Femininity is back.
Yo, the queens of toxic femininity.
Forever.
Queen, not queen.
The tag team champions of toxic femininity.
No, but like, not because like I feel like I agree. Like men, there are certain things that y'all. That's why I hate when people be trying to talk about sex and they be like, and they try to talk about women orgasming.
Oh, y'all be mad, like, dry nigga. You dry because of you.
That's why.
Ain't nobody dry because of myself.
Tyler gotta be having like, some dry sex, bro. Yo. He ain't eating box, bro.
Like I'm just like my nigga. Like, are you a woman? Like, and half of these niggas don't even understand a woman
they
body.
Don't, bro.
Like,
but wait. Can they y'all don't. Stop? Like it's sandpaper. Right.
Not
yo.
Even that. Y'all don't even know where the clit is, bro.
Yes,
like,
it's not the bone. It's not hard. Off, it's soft. Like, it's not the bone. You yo, gonna keep rubbing it? I'm gonna.
Was,
it's gonna chafe
was,
and I'm gonna hurt.
Nah, there was one time someone was fingering
y'all
me.
Sound
and I
sound
triggered. No, this shit gets me so tight.
So
I
had
saw
a
that.
Flashback.
You didn't see that meme? And it looked like a little.
Niggas
meme.
Had a flashback.
It looked like a little nematode, and it was. It was like when he's fingering you, doesn't know what he's doing, and this is your clit, and I'm like, yo, that's just the brand. I was like. Nah, because, like, that shit pissed me off. At that point, I
just
tell you,
telling
don't
y'all,
figure
yeah.
me. I don't just, like it. Like, please stop. Like, you don't know what the
I'm just start saying, I'm just start moving the hands, because y'all
time.
Need assistance.
That's mad disrespectful.
No, well, you should know where the clit is. Or ask me.
Okay, not even that, because, you know.
Ma'am, can you please escort me to the clit?
I feel like these niggas be, like, older, and it's like, you know, I expect this from someone that's, like, in their teens.
An experience.
Like, yeah, like.
The thing is, it's like, niggas never been corrected. That's the issue.
But exactly.
But it's just like, bitch, like, girl, like, what, like, I don't understand. I'm so confused. Like, no, I'd really be baffled because I'm like, yo, the clit is not hard to miss.
It's
like,
not.
You know
it's right
there. It's right there.
Honestly,
some women's is larger than others.
And that
you know?
Is where
some, yeah,
women feel like most of, like, the.
Yeah, you putting the fingers in now ain't doing shit for me, if you be honest. Unless you
the fingers?
You
if you know how to, like,
look at this nigga,
fingers,
Amanda.
I feel like
nigga said, hold up, hold up.
First of all, you're the first person to say that it don't, so I don't know where you come from. You've had a lot of change of opinion lately. What's going on?
Golden girls turning on each other.
Amanda got a difference of opinion lately, y'all. You know what that means. Cough, cough.
New nigga alert.
No,
what I'm saying is, there's been guys, because I've been fingered good before, but and then the people after, it's just like, what are you doing? But then, like, the in and out thing, like, it works if you know what you're doing. Like, you feel me?
You gotta have the rhythm, bro.
Get, like, the little, you know.
You gotta see, the thing is, I always try to, like, I tell myself, you gotta come in having sex with a game plan, bro. You gotta come in with a game plan.
What's your normal game plan?
I'm not gonna put myself out there, because I may want to drop it on one of y'all.
But if you're doing it right though, we have to help and educate other young men.
Each one teach one.
We gotta grow as a community.
That's different. Like,
yeah, I'm definitely not teaching you how to do
why
that.
Why not, bro? You want it done right?
No. It's not like you're giving me 23. Head. You feel me? I'll tell you, okay, if you're giving me head and it's not, like, I'll guide you then, because I'll be like, okay, this is what I want you to do, exactly. This is what I don't want you to do, because I feel like it's the same
student way. Student driver
me.
Car.
Like, yeah, like.
Wheels on both sides.
But I'm not teaching you how to finger me, bro. Like, that's some, like, I thought that was just some high school shit.
But you know, niggas have, like, the thing with sex, it's not really an age thing, because it's like people start and enter the game at different times.
I feel like it's a, like, I mean, it could be a communication thing, but, like, fingering, I just tell people when they don't know. I just don't like it. Y'all passed the point of showing niggas certain things?
I'm not showing you how to finger me, bro.
Yeah, like,
I'm not doing that. I'll show you how to eat me. Like, you know, like, go here.
I feel like it depends on your level of comfortability,
go right,
too.
Girl, left.
Like, I'm not about to, if I'm just fucking some random person, which I know you don't do. But if you're just fucking some random person, I'm not gonna be like, okay, wait. Let me show you how to eat my pussy. Do this, do that. Da-da-da. Like, I'm not doing all of that. Like,
I might do that. Like, if we're having sex,
a random person,
and you're just eating me out, and it's not. But if it doesn't feel good, I'm gonna be like, okay, like,
she's
you need.
Then
I'm gonna just be like,
stop
until
forward,
like
bro.
Two. But I feel like I would want that. Like, if
that's
I'm doing,
of,
if
that's
I'm
a
like,
lot of investment
okay,
in a random
like,
ass.
No, she's paying it forward. Like, you know, the dollar pizza places, but you pay a dollar so somebody else can come in and get their slice. That's all she's doing.
Oh, so you set it up for the next
She's
bitch.
Doing a lot for
her,
the community,
I mean,
girl.
That, but it's,
J. Bobby, boy, she does a lot for the community.
But, like, think about it, though. Like, if somebody's giving you head and it's not to your liking,
it's
are you going to tell
yeah,
them, like,
whack,
you know,
whack,
like,
yeah.
can you just,
honestly,
you know,
I don't think I've ever done that. Only because I don't know what to say. Like,
no, that's
I don't want to let the, I don't want to,
I mean,
like, discourage them.
And then,
at that point, I just want to fuck. Like,
I feel like,
let's
go.
It's all about delivery.
That too, because it's like, even balls, like, some niggas don't like their balls being touched, you feel me? So it's
I
like,
for one.
If you're like used to that and you go and do it, and they're like, all right, I don't like that, and I'm
yeah.
like, oh, okay,
that's
like,
why I feel like
you
need to talk to the person beforehand and
no,
establish
that.
Yes,
happened to me while that was happening, like, they were just like, oh, like,
it's the way you
like,
do
okay.
it,
like,
no,
but,
beforehand. So, like, one time I was like, all right, so tell me what you like,
just because
you
made a list,
no, like. Like,
my,
what's the things
my
that you
friend,
like?
My friend did that play beforehand, but she did it to someone that wasn't circumcised, and, like, cause she, but that's, like, different, you feel me? So she was, like, about to go down on
that's
him.
That's, like, biological
but
shit.
She was, like, about to go down on him, so she's, like, she knew already, like, you know, certain things for, like, uncircumcised people is different than circumcised, so she was, like, what do you like, what don't you like, you know, cause, like, you don't want to hurt them or,
sidebar.
Like, do something that's, like,
sidebar.
Weird.
Y'all mess with uncircumcised weenies, bro?
I haven't had an uncircumcised weenies.
That's what we call them, bro.
But no, yeah.
PG-13.
No, the clit is not hard. Just
but you just
got a diagram.
You just got to. The thing was, you
don't
just
watch porn. That shit ain't real. That's not how we react.
Watch porn, but watch porn efficiently, bro. Watch realistic porn. Don't watch. Yeah.
What's realistic?
What, like
porn?
The amateur?
Yes.
Ew.
Absolutely.
No, but some of them, their bedrooms be dusty. And
I like the realness. I like the authenticity.
And the angles be fucked up. Like, it'd be dark
sometimes, bro. That's how it
like,
be.
Why it make you feel uncomfortable?
It's so weird. Like, the amateur
you feel like
porn.
You're spying in on them. That's why. Like, I'm shooting. Like, you're watching from the window thing.
That's a great... That's
and
a
the
great
beds be creaking. Boom, boom.
That's
like,
real
damn.
Life beds, though. Everybody ain't got the Tempur-Pedic. Feel me? You
know? Nah, yeah.
But, like, it's all about delivery. Like, you can't just be like, hey, bitch, you suck at getting hey. You gotta be like, hey, babe, I want to do this way.
So would you do that?
Less teeth.
How would you like somebody to tell
baby,
you
bite
to,
me.
To give head? Like, how would you like them to...
Just keep up a steady pace. Like, don't, like, don't do no flaky shit. Let's get this rhythm right. You know what I'm saying? Like,
wait, you talking? Wait, what?
Like, when, no, but like, so like, so like, if a girl was give, if you was giving a girl head and you wasn't doing it the way to her liking, yeah. What would you like her to say to like, you hey, to fix it?
Hey, babe, you know, move that tongue. You know what I'm saying? Get in there. Make, don't spin
listen,
on my pussy.
I'd be like, listen.
That's nasty.
I'd just be like, you can like use fingers. You can like do this, do that. Like go here, go there.
Yo, I got an image Amanda in my mind. Amanda sound like John Madden. I'm going to be real with you. I got an image in my mind of Amanda X-32. Stopping this nigga to be like, wait, hold up, hold up.
Because the way Bri would do it, like, hey, nigga, oh, whoa.
No.
She'd be like, you got my chakras no. all on the line.
No,
like,
shut the fuck up. You're not funny.
You came in here with the right game plan. You just went left from all that shit. My chakras were aligned. Now they're unaligned. I have to reroute my throat chakra now.
Shut up.
You know what I'm saying? But the thing is...
Actually, it's dealing with the sacral chakra.
See, she knows.
Not the throat. Thank you.
I started with my rose quartz toy.
I need me one of those. I ain't gonna
hold you. But nah, that's just like, and then the niggas that with the whole fingering thing, and the other thing that's getting me tight is like, they be like, can you just kiss it? And then be like, refuse to like go down. Like they'll just be like, I can't.
I promise you, I will never.
Would you mess with a dude that was just like, I'm
at
not
this
going
stage,
down?
No. I mean, honestly, I feel like if you don't want to go down, that's cool. Don't expect me to give you head though.
What about if it's a nigga you want to marry though?
Childish.
What if a nigga you like? You really got like the guy? Y'all finna get married, but he's just like, yo, I'm not eating that.
And I'm be like, you're not eating it, then we're not getting married.
Rest of your life, no head, bruh.
Yeah, that's OD. Like, you're wild.
Yo.
I'm not
y'all
selling.
Can't see,
I'm
but Bree looked at Amanda so crazy right now.
Because she really contemplating, like, do I really she not said, ever want to get head what? Ever? The fuck you stupid?
I mean, like...
What if it was, like, your dream guy, bro? But he just was like, yo,
what if
box.
It was Chance the Rapper? Because you know you love okay,
opportunity the rapper. Rapper.
I don't want to have sex with these people. The rapper.
You would just give him a...
Those are kitty days.
A firm hug.
Oh, not a kitty.
I'll be like, please hug me. Don't let go.
Ooh, okay. What if...
Take me
what if...
You. What?
You know who didn't do that.
Y'all want to air some grievances? say a few names? For the ratings?
But you was going to marry them.
What?
You know who I'm talking about? I'm talking about...
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
No, I'm talking about the previous one.
No.
The old one.
No,
previous
no,
one?
No,
how,
what?
Previous one. How many are there?
Okay, we're not talking about this. I'm saying, like, if you was gonna marry them,
listen, don't give me head anyway. You feel me?
Oh, heard you.
KK.
but no, yeah, like, if you don't give head, I don't know how people niggas be really expecting it. Like, I'd be like, whoa, what kind of pretty thing?
You said what?
what kind of friends do you think I had?
Yeah, you never saw.
What's the weirdest way niggas have initiated that they went ahead from y'all?
Yo, somebody was like. So many weird things just happened to me. So they like took their dick out and it's like, do you want to kiss it? And I was like, no. They were like, just kiss it.
That's peak Amanda response, by the way.
I was like, no, I'm okay. Like,
I'll pass.
Like, yeah, you know, just like, come on, just like put your leg, you know. And I'm like, no.
That's middle school, high school, middle
like,
school. No, just
like,
kiss it.
No. Yeah. It's so weird because like we had conversations prior and like he's just like, yeah, nah, giving head, that's just not lit. Like, da da da.
He was talking about to you.
He was like,
I eat, don't expect shit.
He was like, yeah, I don't do that. Like, a lot of my boys
West
don't
Indian?
Do that. Da, da, da.
West Indian?
I mean, real true, his boy really don't.
Oh, wow. So we had some grievances today. I heard you. Spicy.
Nah, but niggas really don't be doing it. That's what really be getting me. Like, you really don't do it? Like, you lying, right? You sure? You don't do it?
Some people,
no,
but some
I don't
people
do it.
Do it
okay.
Only if they're, like,
peace.
In a relationship. Which,
which
I
is
get.
Cool. You know, I understand
like, you
that.
Feel me? But
you shouldn't
like,
be sucking random weed. You shouldn't be in random.
So then don't ask me for head.
It's just like,
don't ask me.
But you say you're not messing with random
still.
Niggas. So you say you're not messing with random niggas, so it don't apply to you.
But even still, like,
but if we're not in a relationship and we're having sex, like, you can't just have a fuck buddy. Like, you gotta be in a relationship with somebody in order to
no,
like.
No, but I'm saying some people like, want only want to do that in relationship. That's
no,
what you're
yeah.
saying.
I mean, like, for me, it's like, I don't like. The people I talk to, I'm very picky with that, though. Like, getting people head. Like, I'd be like,
I mean, you should be.
I mean,
you should
I hope
be.
So.
Yeah.
Hope you're not sucking every week.
Yeah, that's some true. Some people, the people they talk to, I
yeah, some people really be sucking every dick like, they see.
Yo, this is a sexually liberated podcast. We're sex posse, body posse, yo, that's sex fine, but posse, like, all inclusive.
I know people at my job that be sucking mad dicks. Like, mad
I can't do that.
Dicks at the job. Like,
there are people that
job
have, like,
dick. Like, mad, like this one girl has had sex with mad niggas already, and she been there in the same time as me. And I
she
like what?
She
no, but the you just gonna fuck mad niggas in the same place?
We like, drop names.
That's weird.
Yeah, right? I wanna know what that is.
You don't know her, so I know.
Like, I'm gonna find her.
I think it's like shout out to Instagram. It's the OD. Like if people have given me head and then they ask, and I was like, no.
What about you, Brie? What's the weirdest way somebody's like initiated that they went ahead? Like just jab you in the throat and hope you fuck.
No, no, no. They're like, they'll like look at their dick or something, and I'll just be like, what the "fuck you looking at?" Like, do you have a mouth? Or are you gonna speak? Or
that's when niggas start using sign language.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, like the fuck so you gonna ask me? Because I'm.
But have you ever given a girl head and she hasn't returned the favor?
Yeah, bro, that's part of the game, bro.
The game is the game.
Sometimes, I don't care what nigga you are. Sometimes you was like, yo, I'm gonna eat this and I'm gonna get this. And sometimes it don't happen, bro. That ain't happened to you once or twice. You not real. You ain't really been out here, bro.
Have you ever given head and not getting the head, Amanda?
No.
Because that's OD.
No.
Usually, like...
Nigga, you just suck a nigga. You be like, all right, see you later.
That's OD. That's good.
Yeah.
I haven't ate a lot of box pussy,
that's
so
good.
It's like
you shouldn't.
I'm getting back in the game. I'm going on a world tour, so if anybody was to sign up for
Evan's Mouth World Tour.
I'm going on world tour.
Well, alright.
Hit up Live Nation for tickets.
Have you
I'm
ever
not going
given
on a world
head and never received?
No
and
ma'am.
Give it back.
No ma'am. I don't do that.
Free, nobody ever ran up on you.
No.
You ever seen that Skeletor meme on Twitter when he's laughing and running away?
Yes.
That's never happened to you.
Thank God.
Nigga just butt neck and run
no.
it out. That's crazy though, man.
Yeah, that's not
shout out
bad.
To the women out here sucking wee wees. We respect
and
you.
Eating
we appreciate
butt.
It. Shout out to eating butt.
What? You eating butt? Have you ever let your butt get eaten?
Hell nah, bro. Because you think
really?
About it. No, because you think about
what
it like
if you
this.
You just come out the shower.
No, I wouldn't.
What if you're in the shower.
I wouldn't. First of all, shower sex not popping.
Shower sex is cool if you got a big enough shower.
It's overrated, bro.
If you got a big enough shower.
It's overrated, but it is cool.
No, I like it.
It's a safety hazard.
It's a safety hazard.
Because if one slip.
Y'all been trying to fuck in those little ass tubs.
Yeah, exactly. That's what it is. Y'all got the little square
Amanda
shower.
Amanda said.
You need the open
y'all
shower.
Fucking in project showers, bro.
That's what I heard.
That's what I heard.
You got to have room.
But what I'm saying is, like, shit, shower sex is overrated. That shit is dangerous. No matter what bath you're in. Because one slip up, mid-stroke, somebody tearing their ACL, getting a concussion.
A concussion.
Something, bro.
I hate you.
You know what I'm saying? But, like, yeah, I'm not getting my ass ate because you only can happen in three positions. Me standing up, her licking my ass, me on my back with my... Or me on all fours.
But that's an intimate. That's an intimate time.
What nothing about a grown man being on all
what
fours
if she's
is intimate.
You a massage and then all of a sudden
you or what if she's sucking your dick from
the
bike?
She
girl, you know, let me massage.
What if
she's
sucking your dick from the bike?
No.
What?
First of all, I'm not getting my dick sucked from the back.
How do you even suck dick from the back?
I mean, you gotta have a big enough dick. That's number one.
You gotta have enough dick.
Yeah.
But I'm not putting my hairy ass in nobody's face.
I
got a hairy ass. That's what I'm saying. Imagine you got
your. Yeah, I be sucking dick from the back. Like, you're lying.
How?
Whose dick are you sucking
in the back? Like,
I guess
it's like a rush, but like, sucking dick from the back.
I think 69 is already hard enough. I don't need no more stress.
69 is whack if you're a guy. Because women don't be really committed to the cause if you're really doing your job. That's a fact.
Nah, that's true.
They be play sucking. You know what I'm saying? One suck, they out. No meat in their mouth. Don't do 69 for us. It's trash, bro.
That's a hard position.
No, just get the
focus. Listen. No. You got to do two things in one. That's like rubbing your tummy and patting your head. You remember you had to do that at school? Like, rub your tummy, pat your head.
Right.
That's
right.
Like that shit. It's like you got to focus on two things at one time. I
got
to suck your dick and
question,
I got to get my
question.
Five seat. Come on.
Y'all
that's
ever did 69 when y'all was on the bottom?
What?
And the nigga was on the top?
The nigga was
no.
So I was watching the porn, and the guy was on top of the
top
did
of.
Did he kill him?
He was a big ass guy. This little ass girl. She is struggling. She's trying to get air from.
And you know
side.
What that means? That means the dick all lodged in the throat because it's not coming out.
We gotta show your commitment to the cause.
Why do you want your face in a guy's ass like that?
You're right. That's real.
So y'all wouldn't suck. Y'all wouldn't like no ass.
No, I'm not.
I'm good. I'm good on the ass.
How do you feel about getting your ass ate?
I'm coming.
I don't really want my ass.
If y'all
ass
ever
ate.
Get a husband, I'm asking him. Don't give a fuck. She ate your ass.
Why?
Nah,
I knew she was
nah,
lying.
Nah, I'm gonna be very real. Like, if I have a husband,
oh, that's
I'm
about
not
to confess to someone.
No, you're all
I'm about to be like, yeah,
no, no, it's I never.
I never bring jobs.
Never, you're old. Never. That's my. If I have a husband, all bets is off. I'm doing whatever the fuck with that
so
nigga. Like, that's my husband.
So
like,
he wants. So if
so
he wants certain things done,
that's what you're saying.
I'm gonna eat my husband's ass. Yes.
All right.
If he wants his
you
ass,
heard
ass
it here first. Exclusive.
I'm gonna be. I'm gonna be hesitant at first. I'm gonna be like, you sure, babe? You
no,
sure?
You're not gonna back.
You sure? I'm gonna be like, really?
I'm gonna be like, yeah.
This nigga on drugs.
I'm gonna be real with you. Only time I'm eating somebody's ass is it. Well, somebody, not somebody. My husband. Only time I'm eating my husband's ass.
Story is changing.
If that nigga's eating my ass, like what? But I don't want my ass
in,
so maybe it might never happen.
So I'm doing it like this. If any nigga Breeze Method, if she's ate your ass, come forward. This
no,
is a safe
niggas
space.
Is coming forward.
Some niggas is
happened.
Coming forward.
Come forward
zero.
To the front of the car.
Call the hotline 223-9797. All right. But yeah, I'm eating ass. You got to. Put my tongue in her butt.
It's normal for men. It's normal for
you
men.
You got to.
It's becoming
because
normal
you,
for men.
Because you think about you right there, bro. You eating it from the back.
Yeah,
right
but
there.
Second Nick, you right there, too. I'm not gonna.
Man, I don't know y'all commitments to the cause.
You getting your gooch licked, though?
Hell no, bro. Like,
the gooch is the.
No.
That's the part, though.
First of all, I don't like that name.
Gooch.
It sounds nasty. It sounds like an Italian
it's like
pasta.
The, it's like literally like the
space
piece
your
right
balls
between your
ass.
Your ass and your. Yeah.
Isn't that where guys say they don't like. That's where like you like that's where girls say they like
they
you do
lick,
it with their finger. Like you play with that.
Or they lick it.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's pleasurable for the men. But you know, they don't
you
like
will never
that.
Catch
I'm
me
ass.
Putting
I don't like the butt play.
No man's
don't touch
ass.
My butt. Don't.
Nigga, you're touching her balls. That's right near her ass. What are
first
you talking
first
about?
First of all, don't touch my balls either.
Yeah,
very sensitive, bro. Because one wrong move, and I'm going to feel it all in my stomach, bro. Again, kidney
I
nuts.
Know what you talk.
You feel it right here, bro.
I had a softball hit me on my vagina once, and that was horrible.
I thought she was going to
what kind of extreme
softball?
Baseball are you playing,
bro? In middle school, I was in softball, so I
thought she was saying,
Brie
I was
took
my
nuts.
Play with someone's softball. So
why do you always hit shit before I say
Brie
like,
took a line drive to the pussy.
Nah, that shit hurt. You know there's a bone. That's your pelvic bone right there.
I got hit in my
right
chest,
there.
But never... Oh, bro.
Damn.
But yeah, I guess that wraps this up. That's good. I feel like I know a lot more about you guys after today. We've grown a lot.
Listen, when do you
this last hour and 15 minutes.
Personal stuff about it.
But yeah, you think it's wanna plug anything?
Yeah, so follow me on Instagram, follow me on Twitter. My Instagram is Young Trapaholic, Y-U-N-G Trapaholic.
You practice this in your room.
No, I don't. You can get on my other handles from wherever. I don't give a fuck. But listen to that Golden Gals podcast though.
Yeah, I guess. Listen to them, I guess.
Nah, listen to that Golden Gals podcast.
Thank you to whatever.
And,
I guess
Yeah, support Black Podcast.
What about you, Amanda?
Panda.
Panda's
podcast.
Follow Panda's Picks on Instagram.
Yeah, you want to plug your shit? This is the shout out part of the show.
Listen.
Rookies.
Shout out to the Golden Gals podcast.
How'd you shout out?
Shout out to me, basically. All right.
Shout out to Van Ridd.
Yeah, shout out. Follow me, Van Ridd, on Twitter.
Thanks for having us.
SSID.
On. Amanda, please.
Shout out to Brainwash.
It's like,
shout
oh,
out
yeah.
to Brainwash.
Shout out to the whole team. Shout out to Tiana.
Shout out to Tiana.
Shout out
all my niggas. How about that?
All the asses of Brie Dunn 8. All y'all niggas asses of Brie Dunn 8.
In the future, she's speaking.
Remember, that's zero.
Call us at 223-9797. All right. Hashtag Brie's mouth on
Amanda
Twitter.
Amanda suck gooch.
No, I don't.
No. All right, all right.
You know what that was.
All right, well.
Likely story.
Wrapping this up.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus,
Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.